Are you there, Peter? Come in, Peter.
Yes, I'm here to wish you a happy Eid Mubarak.
Thank you. Right back at you, friend. Right
now,
back.
A blessed Eid festival.
Is it to celebrate the end of Ramadan, Peter?
That's right, yes. So after Ramadan, where for the lunar month you have to fast during the daylight hours, on Eid, which began with the sundown on Saturday and ran through till Sunday, you're required not to fast but to feast.
Okay, I'm in on this bit.
And to buy new clothes and to party.
Far out.
And to generally enjoy yourself. And, of course, to go to the mosque and say the special Mubarak prayers, which are actually quite short prayers, pray for peace in the world and blessings for all living creatures across the world. And it's been a bit difficult doing
ten at a time.
I mean, New Zealand probably, unfortunately, because we've heard our announcement about the figure lifting to 100 for gatherings just this afternoon at 4 o'clock. So they've just missed out on being able to resume events. Yeah, so that's right. So Friday prayers, though, because it's these new guidelines start from Thursday. So Friday prayers will be back on Friday, though they'll have to control the numbers carefully because most mosques would get above 100, I would have thought.
Do the prayers have to be at a certain time?
They
can't stagger them throughout the day? Or?
Well, there are prayers throughout the day, but the normal Friday prayers in the mosque are at sundown,
okay.
Well, leastwise I'm judging from the Ponsonby Mosque, where you can watch the arrival of the taxis.
Right.
But in Eid, the prayers are then followed by an evening party and big celebration, and all that's been very much confined to the home for most people in most parts of the world this year. New Zealand, not quite as bad, because they would have been able to have formed groups of 10, and not necessarily confined to the home, and whether there might have been a few breaking of the rules, I don't know.
Peter, have they used Facebook and social media as a tool? I had read that they were streaming some of the prayers and people were able to watch them in their homes.
Oh, there's been just as much of that kind of creative use of Muslim prayers online, on the web, through Facebook and the like, as there have been for Christian prayers. Definitely. There's been a huge amount of that. And in fact, I think probably for Muslims, it's been an important turning point, because mainstream Islam has generally not used the web a great deal. It's been mostly the more radical Islamic groups that are trying to convert people to their tougher regime of Islam. But during the lockdown, there's been a real transformation of the usage. I mean, this is partly because the great centres of Islam are closed. And so Mecca is closed, Al-Kaaba is closed. And so a lot of the symbolic sites become then the scenes of individual broadcasting. And so there's been some quite striking photographs of the huge, huge sites. I've seen one of the Dome of the Rock, for example, in Jerusalem. The site supposedly of Abraham killing Ishmael, not killing Ishmael, but considering it, and with just one imam and somebody else reading the prayers. But then they've been broadcast throughout the world. So that's been quite dramatic. I think for a lot of traditional religions, the effect of the lockdown has been to bring them into the 21st century very, very quickly. The only question is, will they all go back into the 18th century?
It kind of feels like we're all going backwards with lockdown lifting in Auckland.
Yes.
Just with the traffic.
Precisely. Today, my goodness, a wet day brought out all the worst aspects of Auckland driving.
I had a terrible commute on the way in, actually.
Yes, I could well imagine. Well, because there's been a series of accidents, because I think everybody's forgotten how to drive safely.
A little bit oily little road, cute little road.
That's right.
Peter, is it Eid begins with the sighting of the moon?
Yeah, so it's dependent upon the sighting of the moon.
How do they do that when it was terrible weather like it was over the weekend?
No, it wasn't terrible weather on Saturday night.
Oh, there we go.
It was Sunday morning that the bad weather broke.
Okay.
So therefore they would have...
But what do they do if they can't see
it? So they're looking for the sliver of the new moon.
Mm.
But what if it is real and real hard out and you can't see the moon?
Then it's delayed until the next day.
Okay.
Whoa, that's rad. I like that.
So it's a lunar cycle.
Who has to see the moon though? Can you be like, no, old Jared saw it?
No. These are official Islamic sighters of the moon.
Oh, please give me that gig, by the way.
I mean, in effect, you would have to have one common sighting across the country.
Mm-hmm. Okay, a verified sighting.
So, in fact, if anywhere in New Zealand, I've never known for an actual delay in Eid or in any of the major Islamic festivals, all of which are lunar-based, because somewhere in New Zealand they would get to see the moon, I presume.
Also, they're pretty sure the moon's there as well. You know?
Well, the moon tends to be fairly consistent, fortunately.
It's pretty much there all the time.
So this year's celebrations, possibly not so many mass gatherings, but a lot more sort of smaller family?
Yes, a strong communal element because the mosques had to be closed. That would have been just unthinkable because Muslims, I'm on a number of Muslim groups watching them, and very struck by the ways in which all the urgings during Ramadan for people to be kind to their neighbours, etc., etc., and then the Eid celebrations and the giving of gifts, various ideas. Well, in New Zealand, that could go ahead because people could deliver gifts to people. But in a lot of parts of the world, in fact, in Pakistan, Afghanistan, and countries like that, really the coronavirus is beginning to suddenly pick up rates at the moment. And so the lockdown has been pretty tight.
Okay. Anything I need to do as somebody who doesn't observe any of this but is very interested of it?
Well, I think an appropriate gift would be very nice.
Okay.
I think.
What would that be?
So there are various suggestions of new clothes is the key
thing. I was going to go with cookies. Damn it. Okay.
Cookies. Yeah, well, I suppose cookies are okay. But
not if you're trying to fit into your new clothes, though, eh?
Food-associated things are very important because the night of Saturday night was a big, big feasting night.
Right. Rad. I'd love to attend one of them. Have you attended anything like that?
No, Jewish such festivals, but not...
It would be fascinating, wouldn't it?
No, that's not true. That's not true, because I'm linked with one of the excellent interfaith groups that I'm connected with.
Mm-hmm.
They have done marvellous, marvellous events, but that was at the beginning, just before the beginning of Ramadan.
Did you just say interfaith?
Yes.
Is that like some kind of cosmic sort of
no,
traveller
no,
that doesn't believe in any religion, but stops into each and all of them and has a look?
Not at all. This is a Turkish Reform Islamic group that is very active in Auckland and holds public events where it tries to bring together, always an Islamic point of view, but it adds to it points of view from other faith communities, and wants the faith communities to stoutly hold their own beliefs, but to see value in others.
Rad. Sounds fantastic.
It's an excellent... They're excellent groups. I'll let you know the next one that's on.
Cool.
That we should publicise it through here, because the last one was just before lockdown and at AUT University was somewhat poorly attended, understandably. Mm. They were rather nervous about going ahead. But
fair enough,
I tell you, we need to keep a watch for more activities happening.
Kapai. All right, Peter, thank you so much, mate.
Excellent.
We'll catch you
Happy
next Monday.
Eid. Eid Mubarak.
Happy Eid to you too, bro.
Thank you.